Hare Krishna. Thank you for engaging me in some service in Vrindavan Dham to recite from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are in the middle of chapter of Canto 9, chapter 1. Today we are going to cover verse 34 to 39. 34 to 38, they don't have purport, so I will just go through quickly with verses and translation, and then we'll read collectively number 39 and we will discuss. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 1, Verse 34. अथातम आश्रम अभ्याशे चरणातिम परमोदुत्तमम स्त्री भी परिव्रतम विक्षा चकमे भगवान बुद्धा. Translation by Prabhupada. Sudyumna had been transformed into the best of beautiful women who excite sexual desire and was surrounded by other women. Upon seeing this beautiful woman loitering near the ashrama, Buddha, the son of the moon, immediately desire to enjoy her. 35. Sapitam chakme subhru samraja sutam patim satasyam janayam asa pururavasam atmacham. The beautiful woman also desired to accept Buddha, the son of the king of the moon, as her husband. Thus Buddha begot in her womb a son named Pururva. 36. Evam istritvam anuprapta sudhyumno manavanarpa sasmarasa kul acharyam vashishtam iti shushruma. I have heard from reliable sources that King Sudhumna, the son of Manu, having thus achieved femininity, remembered his familial spiritual master Vashishta. 37. Satasya tam dasham drashtva kirpaya bhrashapidita sudhyumna asya ashyan pumstvam upadhavata shankaram. Upon seeing Sudhyumna's deplorable condition, Vashishta was very much aggrieved, desiring for Sudhumna to regain his maleness. Vashishta again began to worship Lord Shankara, Shiva. 38 and 39. Tushtastasmai sa bhagavan rishya priyam avaha swamchava chamratam kurvan idam aha visampate. So this you can repeat after me. Yes. Masam puman sabhavita. Masam mistri tava gotraja. Itham vevasthaya kama. Sudhyumno avatu medini. Translation word by word by Srila Prabhupada. Tushta, being pleased. Tasmai, unto Vashishta Saha, he, Lord Shiva, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Rishye, unto the great sage, Priyam, Avahan, just to please him, Savamcha, his own, Vacham, word, Ratam, true, kurvan, and keeping, idam, this, aha, said, vishampate, O King Prikshit, masam, 1 month, puman, male, saha, sudhyumna, भाविता विल बिकम मासम एनदर मंथ स्त्री फीमेल तवा योर गोत्र जहा डिसाइपल बोर्न इन योर डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन इत्थम इन दिस वे व्यवस्थाया बाय सेटलमेंट कामाम अकॉर्डिंग टू डिजायर सुद्युम्ना किंग सुद्युम्ना अबातु मे रूल मे दिनिम द वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओ किंग परीक्षित लॉर्ड शिवा वॉज प्लीज्ड विद वशिष्ठ Therefore, to satisfy him and to keep his own word to Parvati, Lord Shiva said to that saintly person, Your disciple Sudumna may remain a male for 1 month and a female for the next. In this way, he may rule the word as he likes. Purport. The word Gotraja is significant in this connection. Brahmanas generally act as spiritual master of two dynasties. One is their disciplic succession and the other is the dynasty born of their semen. Both descendants belong to the same gotra or dynasty. In the Vedic system, we sometimes find that both Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and even Vaishyas come in the disciplic succession of the same rishis. Because the gotra and dynasty are one. There is no difference between the disciples and the family born of the semen. The same system will prevail in Indian society, especially in regard to marriage, for which the gotra is calculated. Here the word gotraja refers to those born in the same dynasty, whether they be disciples or members of the family. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनाक्षय चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायम ददाति स्वं प्रांतिका वंदे हम श्री युत पद कमलम श्री गुरु नमस्तम च श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगन रघुनाथन्वितम तम सजीवम साधवेतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्णा पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितम च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपया सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावने भयो वैष्णवेव भयो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Devotees who are not regularly attending this chapter, just a brief background. Sudumna, the king, the son of Manu, along with his associates, he entered a restricted forest, a forest restricted for the pastime of Lord Shiva and Goddess Ambika. So he was cursed by the arrangement of Lord Shiva to transform in the body of a beautiful woman, along with his associates. His associates, men also got converted into the beautiful woman. But he is the most beautiful woman. Now, Sudyumna. Now we continue this katha. So, here we see in this purport and especially in this chapter of Bhagavatam, how living entity behaves, act, think, desire, perform, and expect according to the body it gets. The moment soul gets male body, it tends to behave, think and desire like a male. And the moment same soul is transferred into a female body, so quickly, spontaneously, the soul start behaving, desiring, thinking, wanting as per female body. This can resolve many issues in Grihastha Ashram of Vaishnava. The sooner we accept that other person is behaving the way they have achieved the body, the better for us. That's why women or men think differently. Women are more inclined to dresses, beauty, cosmetics, jewelry, etc. And men are more inclined towards sports, investments, cars, and passion to earn more. So because the body they have achieved by the divine arrangement tends to think them accordingly. Here Sudumna, he is a male and he is king. And he was attracted towards women when he was a king. But the moment he was caused and transformed into the beautiful woman, she started thinking like woman. He became she and she was so beautiful. And she was just loitering in the forest to think, what should I do? How can I go back to my palace? I am a woman. How can I face my family, friends, my praja, my soldiers? And she was just loitering now in the forest. And there comes son of moon, king of heaven, and his son, Buddha. And Buddha got attracted to see this beautiful woman who was Sudumna before. Not only Buddha got attracted towards Sudumna, female body. Interestingly, Sudumna also want to have relationship with this handsome man. She also want to accept that handsome man, son of moon, Buddha, as her husband. So how quickly souls change its desires according to the body one achieves. And they both got together and they had a child also. So how quickly we get tuned with the body we achieve. As long as we are on bodily platform, naturally we have some affection and attachment with the family affairs. So we have two families. In purport Prabhupada mentions clearly, we have two families. One is material and another is spiritual. And we can have same mamsha, we can have same dynasty, because Brahmanas are original, natural spiritual master of population. There's no difference between spiritual masters, biological children and their initiated disciples. There's no difference. So they both are counted in the same mamsha. So we have any mamsha, Gautam Rishi, Vashishtha Muni, Kashyap Rishi. So we have different gotras. But that gotras can be applicable to their own biological family children and to their spiritual disciples. But as long as we don't take Krishna consciousness seriously, we are entangled in our material family affairs. Because they do give us some little symptom of a rasa. Some rasa is there, we get from that relationship, which is the force behind a man to work harder and harder and harder till he dies. We see from a famous story of Indra, we all know. When Indra offended his spiritual master, Brihaspati, and he was cast to take birth on earth in the body of a hog, a dirty pig. And Indra came to earth. He got body of a pig and he developed relationship with sheep pigs. He had a family, a very big pig family. He had some pig sons, some pig daughters, pig uncles, pig aunts, pig friends. So he has a big family of pigs and he's enjoying like anything. Don't get surprised to hear, but he was very happy. He never missed heavenly planet. He never missed apsaras. He never missed somras or opulence of kingdom of the moon planet. he was enjoying with the sheep pigs, taking care of so many children, having family affairs. It's natural. As long as we are on bodily platform, it's natural to have affection with society, families, friends. So he had a very pathetic condition. Just like in Sudumna case, his spiritual master Vasishtha Muni in this verse, he is very dukhi, he is very distressed to see the condition, deplorable condition. Prabhupada mentioned deplorable condition of his disciple Sudumna. Vasishtha Muni is very distressed to see. So this is the mood of spiritual master. He is naturally very dukhi when he sees his disciples are not making progress. Because being spiritual master is a big responsibility. This is their duty, to guide their disciple on the way to Krishna and take them back home, back to Godhead. That's why Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he would call his disciples and appeal to them sometimes, please take Krishna consciousness seriously. Please don't take it so lightly. Don't make me come back here again to take you back to Godhead. Don't force me to come back again. No, he was exhibiting through his dealing with his disciples the role of a spiritual master, of an ideal acharya. He has to come back again. He has responsibility toward his disciples. So naturally Vasishtha Muni is very morose and concerned. So he is worshipping and doing tapasya to please Lord Shiva, to help his disciple Sudumna. The Lord Shiva was pleased and he said, okay, I have to please my wife, she is home minister of my family. And Grihastha's knows, you can do whatever you like, you can do whatever you like as long as it is sanctioned by the supreme authority of your family, which is wife generally. He said, I am happy with your tapasya, but I have to take care of my Parvati. So I give you 50-50 boon. Sudumna can become male for 1 month, and another month he will be she, female. So alternatively. So that was a special arrangement made by austerity of Vasishtha Muni and granted by Lord Shiva. So back to story of Indra. So Indra was in very horrible condition from Vaishnava point of view. Indra having fun in stool, in drain, enjoying with family of pigs. And he was having responsible position. He was king of heavenly planet. So naturally when some big administrator or king is absent for so many months, you know, if temple president of this temple leaves for few months, you know, there will naturally there will be some, you know, requirement of temple president. There can be some disorder in management. So he's required. So Brahma ji is getting very concerned to see some mismanagement happening in the heavenly planets, because due to absence of King Indra, things are not moving smoothly in heavenly planets. So Brahma ji took this responsibility to come to planet Earth and counsel Lord Indra, preach to him, counsel him, guide him, and bring him back to his original position as a king of heaven. So Lord Brahma came to Earth and he had a word with Indra, and Indra didn't remember. He was king of heavenly planet, surrounded by beautiful apsaras and so many servants and so much of opulence. He's having fun. Just like our preacher, sometimes they go to worldly family and they request them, you know, come to Krishna consciousness, you can have, you know, everlasting bliss. And what they say, no, you are happy, you carry on chanting, we are happy, don't disturb us, you know. We are also happy. Krishna, we know you are supreme person, you don't disturb us, we don't disturb you. But a Vaishnava knows their happiness won't last for long. That's why he's Parduka Dukhi. So Brahma is Parduka Dukhi. Brahma is Dukhi, seeing condition of Indra. He's trying to pacify him. He's trying to motivate him to come back to his opulent position. But Indra is not interested. Indra is telling Brahma, I am having fun. Please don't disturb me. It is okay. I have a good family. Don't you see? I have so much of responsibility. What about my children? What about my wife? I am a committed husband, committed uncle, committed friend, committed, so much. How can you even think of leaving me, my beloved family? They are so much affectionate to me. So please leave me alone. I am okay. Don't worry. It is fun. This is the condition of conditioned soul. That's why we call conditioned soul. Soul get conditioned. By Sabhava, by Tattva, soul is pure. Part and parcel of Satchitananda. So soul is pure. Nothing wrong with soul. But how quickly soul gets conditioned, we see in the pastime of Indra, we see in this chapter of Sudumna, how quickly soul get conditions according to the modes of material nature and according to the body it receives. Very quickly. And at last, Brahmaji has come to a point that Indra is not going to budge an inch. And now I have to use my mystic power. So now Brahmaji is using his mystic power to bring Indra back to his Gyan stage, knowledge. Bring him back to knowledge. The moment he chanted some mantra and used his mystic power, now Indra is back to his memory. And he got his beautiful heavenly body. He got his Indra body again. And now he's regretting, he's lamenting. And he's thanking Brahma. Thank you very much, Brahmaji. Thank you to help me out. Actually, I was in very filthy condition. How come I came here? How come I was having relationship here? How come I said I was enjoying? How come it happened? I don't know. But thank you very much. Please take me back. So we need some saintly person, some Vaishnava association to help us, to take us out from conditional situation. Otherwise, we'll be driven by the little drop of rasa which we get from our material relationship. But Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto, Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. Conditioned soul, what he's trying to do? He's trying to chew and chew and chew the substance which has already been chewed many times. And the soul is so bewildered that soul thinks, maybe I'm not chewing is hard. Maybe I need to chew it more, longer, or in a better way to get some rasa. But there's no rasa. The substance has been chewed and chewed many times in many lifetimes after lifetimes. There's no rasa left. But still, we are trying to chew the chewed. That's what a conditioned soul is doing, finding rasas in relationships. Our Acharya explained with a very nice example of a bull. Bull has a lot of power. You know, we all know that. That's why we call bull power. So, the bull, if he is not controlled by his master in a bad day, in a bad mood, in an uncontrolled situation, the bull left alone can create havoc. He can make things upside down. He can smash some, you know, shops, some houses, some cars, some vehicles, some redi-wala. A bull can create havoc on the street. But same bull, when his master, he put a ring in his nose by piercing nose, which is very painful. But when you pierce the nose of a bull and put the harness, harness it, and put a rope, in the pierced hole created in the bull's nose by putting a small ring. Now master can control the big bull with a bull power, with a small ring. And they explain that similarly, a man, even of a stable intelligence, big block, big man, healthy man, big built, very intelligent, when not surrendered to Krishna, is controlled by a small ring, which is called a wedding ring. When his wife put ring on the finger of his husband, her husband, and then he gets controlled, just like a bull, by a small ring. Now, she says, stand up, he stands up, you know. Sit down, sit down. Let's go to temple today. Let's go to temple today. No, we'll stay at home. Fine, dear. We'll stay at home today. So he's controlled by a small ring. A married man has a smile on their face to endorse my statement. But how long we can get entangled in these bodily relationships? How long we can keep on chewing the chewed and expecting some rasa will come with a period of time? Krishna is so attractive. He has his pastimes in Vrindavan, the land of Raja, just to invite everyone to come to his family. Krishna plays flute in Vrindavan. All the gopis, they get attracted to the sound of flute of Krishna. They were busy, engaged in serving their family members. They were busy in household affairs, in family affectionate activities. They were very busy. But the moment gopis hear the sweet sound of flute coming from Krishna's lips, gopis leave everything. They are no more interested in household affairs and household relationships. They rush towards the sound of flute to find, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And when they see Krishna, they don't want to leave the place. Then Krishna is giving them counseling session. This is interesting. Who can give counseling session to gopis? Would they hear any counseling? Do they need preaching? So Krishna is trying to give them counseling session now. Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's also trying. And telling gopis, my dear gopis, you are very responsible women for your families. Please go back to your respective homes. You have family members, you have husbands, you have children, you have father, you have brothers, you have uncles, in-laws. You'll get bad name in society. Please go back. Get busy in your household work. Hear my sound of flute there only. Don't leave your activities. And what gopis are telling? We are not interested in any family relationship now. These material family relationships are not giving us rasas. The moment we hear sound of your flute, we lose lower rasas. We lose lower taste. Because you are Nitya Priya. Our family, material family relationships, they are not Nitya Priya. No family member can address other family member, oh dear, you are my Nitya Priya. They are Priya one day and they are not Priya another day. Sometimes they are Priya an hour and next hour they are not Priya. In material world, it is said there is no free lunches. You scratch my back, I will scratch your back. It is purely on give and take. Even the most close and affectionate relationships like husband and wife, that is also maintained on the basis of mutual care, exchanging gifts. The moment you stop it, there's no more love. No more love. How dare you forget our wedding anniversary? How can you say you love me? Finished. So this is conditional relationship. It is not Nitya Priya. It is sometimes Priya, sometimes Apriya. Only Krishna is Nitya Priya. And Gopi says, you are Nitya Priya. We never found any Nitya Priya. We have worked so hard to please our family members, but we never find any Nitya Priya. And they don't find us Nitya Priya. Only you are Nitya Priya. So Krishna is performing his pastime, especially in Vrindavan, to attract all of us. And he's calling all living entities. Okay, for how long you'll be changing bodies, changing gotra, getting puffed up in your material upadhis? You know, I am gotra of Kashyap Muni. I am Gautam Rishi. I am of dynasty of Vashishtha Muni. I am a Brahmana. I am a Kshatriya. I am a Vaishya. How long will be caught up with this upadhis, material designations? So Krishna is inviting all of us. You join my family, I'll change your gotra permanently. And your gotra will become Achyut gotra. Because I am Achyut, Krishna is saying, I am Achyut. Everything comes from me. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. I am the origin of all the origins. Even Purusha avatar comes from me. Unlimited manifestations come from me. But still I don't lose my original Shyam Sundar Roop. I don't lose my original form. That's why I am Achyut. Why don't you join my family? And that will be Sanatan. That will be permanent family. Permanent ras. You'll get higher taste and you'll get higher taste everlasting, which will never end. And there will be no condition. It will be unconditional prema between Krishna and his devotees. So Krishna says, you come to me and you become Achyut. And there's another meaning of Achyut here for devotees. The devotees who take wholeheartedly shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and join his family, they also become Achyut. They become Achyut in a sense that Krishna protects their devotion. Krishna protects their level and Krishna makes sure they always progress on their spiritual path, which is coming back to Krishna. So Krishna protects their spiritual advancement. Krishna wants them back in same lifetime. Even for some reason, if devotees cannot go back to Godhead in this lifetime, Krishna still ensures they stay as Achyut. They get another chance to continue their devotional practices. So that's how devotees, when they join Krishna's family, they also become of same gotra, which is Achyut. Neha bikrama na shochati pratyavayu na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhya. Svalpam, even a little bit advancement in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, he promises, I will protect you from the most dangerous type of fear. So he protects our devotional practices. He ensures our spiritual progress. And then Krishna does anything and everything until the point we reach Krishna. Thank you very much for listening so attentively. And please forgive me if I have stated something incorrectly. If there are any comment to add this lecture, any comment or any conclusion of this talk today? Some senior Vaishnavas can. Yes, please.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. So, very nice class, thank you, Prabhu.
I want to speak
about this
kind
of a class of the life.
Please.
And, because naturally you may see that you cannot too much neglect this aspect, because the whole world is
yes.
And we see the example of Shijanda Mahaprabhu. He told some of his devotees not to give up immediately
yep.
the family situation.
I agree with you.
To wait for them.
Point taken. Good point. Don't feel challenged from my lecture. It's good point. Yes, we have to use our intelligence and do whatever is necessary to bring all family members to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we can have dutiful relationship with them, but don't get caught up with so much that you have to sacrifice your spiritual practices. So we have to work within our boundaries. There's a fine line between duties and love.
Yes.
So it is, everything is happening through subtle body only, because mind, intelligence, false ego, they get transferred to the next body as per desires and karma. Yes. So the game is being played here with desires, you know. Material desires create another body, and another body again start desiring more things as per the brand new body one gets, and then again we get next body. So this is a cycle of desires and bodies, you know? Desire means next body means more desires, never ending, unless and until we dovetail the propensity of desire to desire for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. Only then desires will be purified and will be meaningful. Those type of desires have no harm. Even staying within your family and ashrama, no harm. You can have unlimited desires having Krishna in center of your family. Absolutely all right. Nice. I'm glad you are listening so attentively. You are checking me.
I have another comment that some people who are new in the house,
yes,
they wonder how is it that Sukuna was considered Sukuna is a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
So they may seem over the world in that.
Yes. But the interesting point in this chapter is he became, not due to his karma and desire, he became woman by special arrangement, Lord Shiva, in the same body. Imagine, right, sitting here in this class, if you transform in the body of a female, you won't say, oh, it's okay, I got a beautiful body, much better than I just have a minute ago. You know? Look at that. Shocking, man. If we get female body in the same life, at the same moment, you know, that is not acceptable by normal man. He was a king. How could he accept? So he was also bewildered, wondering. But he started behaving as a female body. Yes. Any other point or question? Yes, Prabhuji. And this, the two Prabhus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What did you mention in the class? I had also before. Like from the bus, don't make me come back and say. Does it mean like this disciple is not acting properly?
Yeah.
The spiritual master has to come from that disciple.
That's why I read in Lila Amrita, Prabhupada mentioned.
Do you have any like Shastric example?
For me, Prabhupada is Shastric examples. Anything from Prabhupada's biography I can quote anywhere with no fear. He's our supreme authority. Prabhupada talks everything from some scripture, so we don't have to read all the Vedas and Puranas and Upanishads. Many references Prabhupada gives from different Shastras. That's why Prabhupada says you don't have to read any other book except my books. I have given you whatever is required for you, for your spiritual progress. So, I have not. Prabhupada said that, not on one occasion, he said on numerous occasions to his disciples, please act according to my instructions, please don't force me to come back again. He said that. I heard from many spiritual masters, so it's a bona fide statement. That's why they say Shiksha should come before. Sorry? Yeah, in Shastra there are many things Achintya. In Shastra you'll find many statements inconceivable. Many. So sometimes you have to have faith in scriptures and spiritual master and Prabhupada. That's why faith comes in picture. With our limited intelligence, which is material, very difficult to understand many scriptural things without faith and surrender, because shastras are inconceivable if understood mere by intelligence, not using the bhava of samarpana. I don't understand many things, but I trust scriptures, you know. And another thing, yes, we'll take Prabhu also. That's why shiksha comes, I was trying to say. Shiksha comes in ISKCON before Diksha, right? Now we have so many programs. We have Sadhachar course, we have ISKCON disciple course. Why? Just to ensure disciples don't create havoc in the life of spiritual master. They get properly trained before they, you know, apply for initiation. In the past, we made many mistakes. GBC is correcting now. Prabhu is in the initiating committee of GBC. He will know these things now, yeah, from Mayapur. That's why these type of courses are coming, and there will be more these type of training and shiksha programs in future. Just to ensure that spiritual master doesn't have to come back again. So all disciples behave properly spiritually once they take initiation. In the past they were getting initiated, and then they don't know what to do now. Then they were committing offenses and not nice. Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes. You were saying that the body of a woman, and the body is changed into part of the body of a woman.
Yes.
So, Prabhupada gives example. In whichever body you are, you have to act accordingly.
Very right.
So, we understand that what Prabhupada has given, that the like Indra was in the body of a woman. So, we have to act in that way.
Yes.
Even if you believe one body, you will not make.
He won't listen.
So, Prabhupada gives this example. So, if you meditate on Prabhupada, what he has given us, then we can understand that it's doing the truth the same. Then we will not be in those truth the truth.
Correct. Very nicely, point has been explained by Prabhuji. Thank you. Going to make some point? Okay then. Matajis, any additions? Yes, you have something to add or say? Yes? So we have 3 more minutes, sir. Huh? I'm watching clock, so. Prabhupada.
From today's class, I have learned that we must be aware about our thoughts and karmas, because a single thought can change your destiny. As you have told by the stories of Sudhumna and Indra. So we must be aware about our thoughts and karmas.
Very right. They are the warning signals in Bhagavatam. We can be the next one in that condition if not take Krishna consciousness life seriously.
So
yes.
We should keep always Krishna in our heart.
Excellent.
So that He will guide you and He will free us from the cycle of death and birth.
Very right. You understood the entire class. Thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.